Section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
86 Productions.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Off the Mark, the only podcast providing the most in-depth insight and analysis into the world of professional wrestling. We would like to welcome you to our anniversary show. That's right, we've been podcasting for one full year now. Whether this is your first episode or you are a regular, let me introduce us to you. I am your host, Andrew, and I'm joined by my co-host, Aaron. Let's start the show by discussing the most recent news. Pay-per-view revenue was down 23% in the fourth quarter. The same as the three pay-per-views in 5 weeks.
Yeah, yep. So WWE pay-per-views were down 23%. That is huge. That's actually monumental, really. And one of the things that they did not attribute it to, they're attributing it to the economy. However, though, as we talked about before, three pay-per-views in 5 weeks, I'm sorry, but that's a few too many.
Yeah, that's way too many, because first of all, basically in 5 weeks, you'd be spending $150. That's a lot of money.
Way too much, you know, especially to keep up with the storylines. You're going to pick one, maybe two, but more than likely maybe one.
What happened to the 1995 pay-per-views and then your father gets upset when it goes to $24.95? I mean, what happened to those? I miss those days. I mean, pretty soon pay-per-views in the next probably 5 years might be up to $100 and people will just stop buying them. So Jack Swagger and Ted DiBiase Jr. are in the WWE doghouse. What's going on with this?
Yeah, so apparently management is not very happy with them. In fact, at some recent house shows and some dark matches, Ted DiBiase has been losing to Percy Watson.
Ooh.
So your guy,
Showtime,
has been winning against the Million Dollar Man's son. So, you know, I mean, he's obviously in the doghouse. And what are they doing with Swagger? Swagger has no storylines going for him right now. So, you know, I mean,
that is true.
After winning the title, you know, they have nothing.
And plus, you know, DiBiase was losing so much to Daniel Bryan, which, you know, our favorite wrestler, basically. And I wouldn't surprise me, but in a way, I also think that Maryse has a lot to do with it, too. I mean, she wasn't really doing much for him. So.
No, I don't think that she was. So.
Anyway, so if you did not catch us, but Tuesday night, Tosh.0, if you guys watched on Comedy Central, had Ted DiBiase Sr., had Coco Beware, and It's Real to Me guy was on the show.
And Sergeant Slaughter.
And Sergeant Slaughter, that's right. And he put the It's Real to Me guy into the Cobra Clutch, which I thought was priceless. Did you check this out?
Oh, yeah, of course. I watched it, and I was sitting there, like, I said, is that really Coco Beware? Like, man, he let himself go. And then I was thinking, you know, realistically, I mean, for his gimmick, you just find anybody that has a bird, you know, and a colored, you know, mohawk and very colorful gear, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, that's why I wasn't even sure if it was him or not.
No, I thought he died, actually,
He let himself go, all right? Let's just be honest here.
Right. I mean, I understand. So anyway, so I finally got to watch Against All Odds, and the big news of the night is Matt Hardy
lost weight.
And to RVD.
And lost to RVD.
He looked good, dude. I got to say, like, I don't know what he did. But I don't remember him seeing him that much. And then all of a sudden, it was like one week he was like big. And I know they tape. But then like the following, like the pay-per-view, he's like fit again. It's like,
well, realistically, if you think about it, Thursday you see him. And I mean, he's pushing 250 maybe.
Yeah.
And then you see him at the pay-per-view. And he's like 210 maybe. I mean, he lost a ton of weight. Or at least he trimmed down. He looked cut. We had actually one of our Twitter followers. They commented on it and they said, you know, now what are you going to complain about? You know, his mic skills probably, but you know, you're not complaining about his weight anymore. So,
right.
You know, which is right. So now Kurt Angle, he lost to Double J and he put his boots in the ring to quote unquote retire. What do you think?
Nah, it's just a storyline. Kurt's not going to retire. He's going to continue to wrestle. Kurt's one of those guys, and I know this is going to, you know, probably take a couple people off, but I think he will wrestle until he physically cannot do it, and doctors say you cannot wrestle, period. That's how long he's going to go. I hope it doesn't go. You know, I really hope he doesn't get to that point. But for some reason, I mean, remember, he got the gold medal with a broken neck. He's going to continue. He's going to keep pushing and pushing and pushing. So until he's almost lifeless in the ring, that's when he may retire. And I don't know.
Well, the thing I don't like is he retired after losing to Jeff Hardy and Ken Anderson in that three-way dance. He retired, and then he came back, and then he retires again. But guess what? I guarantee you that he will wrestle again. I guarantee you he'll wrestle again. Why even bother doing this storyline? Why bother doing a retirement? No one's going to believe him, okay? No one. So I'm against this personally. I think that it's really dumb storytelling, and I really think that this is some TNA. I think that they're going to drop the ball on a little bit. So, but
yep. Oh well. So Jeff, who just had another continuance in his court case, I just want to point that out. No news there. He regains the title again. And I think the real reason he regained the title is because, well, he's probably not going to jail.
I'm actually kind of glad he regained it because going into this match, I would have bet $20 that Ken Anderson is going to retain the title. That's what I would have bet $20, okay? Because it was kind of surprising. He had the title for a month, and that's it. So this is actually a really good thing that TNA is doing, because it makes you go, oh, wow, you know, like this can happen. I haven't seen this happen in WWE in a long time, a very long time. I haven't seen somebody win a title and then lose it in a month. So it makes you feel, even though they don't have to do it all the time, and I hope they don't do it, but doing it like this, it makes you feel like, wow, anything can happen. So.
Well, you know what happened, right? They're making a title for Ken Anderson because, you know, they're just going to keep doing it for every wrestler. And the mic title didn't look very well, so yeah, that's what happens. Goes back to Hardy. So anyways, let's move on to Raw. Daniel Bryan and The Miz put on the match of the year for the WWE. This means they will never wrestle again.
I thought it was a really good match. Did
yes.
you?
I was impressed. Even The Miz did a good job. I didn't like the ending, though. I thought the Miz should have gone for his finishing move a little sooner than what he did.
I said the exact same thing while watching it. I was sitting there watching it, and like it made Brian. He was sitting there like looking back. He's like, "Dude, what are you doing?
Why it's going to be on Botchamania, dude. It's going to be on Botchamania. I'm just telling you this right now.
I know.
Because he waited. Because he should have seen it and then been like, "Oh, I could take this opportunity," because that's what his character is, and then he should have gone ahead and done it. But no, yeah. Had to wait and make day. I think he made that was my only complaint about the match. Yeah. Only complaint. So we were talking about who the guest host was going to be. And, you know, there's names thrown around. Bob Barker was one of them. I thought at first Goldberg. But right before the lights were going out, I thought about it. I was like, you know what? Who has not been in wrestling for a long time? And I was like, Dwayne Johnson. And right when I thought that. If you smell what The Rock is cooking, kicked on. I was like, son of a gun. We should have known this. This was so obvious.
A lot of wrestling websites were saying it was going to be The Rock, but I think that WWE really tried to throw a curveball because then they were leaking out it was going to be Bob Barker. They were leaking that out. And so it was kind of a big deal. And I mean, The Rock came back, and if you didn't set your DVR to add 15 minutes to the end.
I don't know if it was for you, but for me, it had to be at least 17 minutes. It was 10:22 is when it ended here.
Oh, it might have been that for me, too. I'm not sure. I'm just saying, like, okay, fine, 20 minutes. You had to add 20 minutes to the end of Raw, all right?
Yeah.
Just to see what was going to happen. Otherwise, you were going to be pretty upset to not know what was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I was lucky enough. I always watch it taped. I always wait until it's over for whatever reason. I watched it pretty much live.
I thought it was going to be Goldberg, dude. I really thought Goldberg was going to come out with the Sparks and everything. They're in Anaheim. They're close to where he lives. I thought the Sparks were going to come. Oh, wait. No, he lives in Atlanta, I think. My bad.
Yeah.
So I thought the sparks were going to be coming out. You know, I thought that was going to be, you know, a huge pop, but instead they bring out the rock. It's a huge pop, but, you know, they're eating everything away. The one thing that I was happy about, and WWE is notorious for doing this, I thought they were going to have someone come out, like The Miz or something like that, and they're notorious for doing that, and that just takes me off. They didn't do it. They let The Rock do whatever he wanted, and he was out. I mean, I bet you the promo, they thought they were going to go over. I didn't think they were going to go this far over.
No, not at all. Not at all. Now, The Rock is back, and we're happy. Not that he's like the greatest wrestler, you know, by any means, but he is one of the most entertaining wrestlers of all time, if not the most entertaining. So my question to you is this. The way he was talking, it sounded like he was back for good. Do you think that he's going to be back for a while?
I think he is.
Like, how long do you think?
I'm wondering if he's back for good, because he's done with Disney. He's done all everything he needed to do for Disney. He's done. So and I don't think he has any movies coming out, if I'm correct. He's done. So I'm wondering if there's no offers.
One coming out, but it's like it's already done. I think he's in the Fast and the Furious 10 or whatever.
Oh, that's right. That doesn't come out until like May.
But it's done filming and everything, so he can promote it, you know, while he's not wrestling, you know, quote unquote. But my question is this. With The Rock being back, I mean, just for that, I mean, I marked out a little bit.
Right.
And I watched the whole thing with very attentive eyes and ears, and I'm sure a lot of people did. And a lot of the wrestling sites I go to, some of them went down. Some of them went down when he came out. It was going crazy. Uh-huh. So if he is back for good, I think that the WWE could capitalize on this and really, really make it worthwhile. So I hope he is. I really hope that he is back for good. Now, did you like when The Rock outfaced Cena? He outfaced him.
Cena's a love-hate thing for all wrestling fans. There's all the fans that love him, and there's the marks. The smarks, I'm sorry. The marks love him. The smarks hate him. That's what it is. And also, they were in a weird place, too, because if they were in, like, Philadelphia, it would have been a different story with Cena. Cena sucks would have been continuing going the entire time.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as he brought up Cena, like, you know, it came up pretty fast, but it would have been instantly every person there would have been saying, Cena sucks, or we want Rock, Cena sucks, you know. Yeah.
Peekaboo.
Yeah, peekaboo. You know. So,
now, would you be excited for a Cena versus Rock at WrestleMania? Would this match soul-handedly, would it make you buy the pay-per-view?
I think they're going to let this go for a while, but I don't think they're going to do it.
Really?
I think they're going to try and wait this out because, you know what, maybe we should talk about this for the weekly topic, because as much as I want, I can go in depth with this really, like I can pick this thing apart right now. So why don't we wait till that, we'll bring this, we'll go back to The Rock for the weekly topic, because I can go on for probably another 20 minutes.
All right, yeah, that's actually a good idea.
So anyways, let's move to SmackDown. The faces, of course, beat the heels in elimination, six-man tag match, so what's this mean? That's right, a heel's going to win.
Yeah, well, and the other thing, too, is not to get too far ahead, but it's going to be interesting to see what happens now. Because if Cena and The Rock are going to go one-on-one, then Cena will not win the Elimination Chamber. So it'll be interesting to see who wins that, who's going to win the WWE Championship, and of course, what's going to happen with the World Heavyweight Championship. Because we all know that Alberto Del Rio is going to be in there, so it'll be interesting to see what happens there. Yep. So
we have Kofi Kingston faced Alberto Del Rio, and it's going to be at Elimination Chamber now. Kind of a big deal.
Yeah, they're going to continue their feud there.
Is he going to win the title, though?
No, it's not going to be for the title. I mean, that would be kind of dumb to do, in my opinion.
You never know.
It's WWE.
That's true. So Dolph is awarded the World Heavyweight Championship. And then Mr. Teddy Long comes out, says he has to face Edge now.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Edge wins the title back.
Which, I mean, to be honest, is actually kind of a dumb way to do it, because now Dolph, for no matter what, Dolph is now going to be a World Heavyweight Champion. Whether it's only for that minute,
yeah,
he is
right.
Still going to be on the sheet there. It's going to say, Edge, held it for this long, and then Dolph held it for 10 minutes, and then Edge won it back.
The 2000,
Dolph is now a former World Heavyweight Champion.
The 2012 Wrestler's Almanac is going to come out and say Dolph Ziggler won the title, that Edge won it back.
Yep.
Oh, well. So, but the good news is, after Edge wins the title, Dolph is fired. So he's no longer on SmackDown, which means...
he's going to be moved to Raw.
Yep, and there is one spot open in the Elimination Chamber now, so I'm thinking it's going to go to Stephen Regal.
I'm saying Triple H.
That's right, Triple H could... well, why would he go to SmackDown?
He wouldn't. He would never. But, I mean, if you want to give them some, you know...
Undertaker. Know. It's going to be Undertaker.
No, because he's got to come back the following night, so it can't be him. So.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's going to come to Raw. That's ridiculous. Yeah, by the way, that we got to talk about that promo real fast. That was horrible. Why did you have to show him?
You know what's funnier about that? The source code for the video on WWE's website. So Internet Geeks went and took a look at it, and it's actually named Undertaker Promo. So here's the thing. I don't care what you think now. It is the Undertaker. And it's not Sting. It is not Triple H. All
right. It would be funny if Sting came out or something like that.
It would be pretty funny.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, stranger things have happened.
Yep. So if you want to get a blog and blog about this, you can go to GoDaddy to do so. If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com is what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you have the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Subscription price is for details. So, on TNA, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair makes his TNA return.
Yeah, Ric Flair's back, which is kind of cool. He's been gone for quite a while, and, I'm not saying Flair brings in ratings, but Flair does help make champions. And having him back, to feud with Immortal as part of Fortune is kind of cool. So
It was nice. It's always nice to see people like that come back. So Hernandez defeats Doug Williams in a pretty good match.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to see Hernandez back. And Doug Williams, he was on a roll there for a while. And so to see these two kind of go up against each other, the one thing I like about it is that there are some matches you watch, and while you may kind of have a good idea of who's going to win, you may not know either, and this is one of those matches. And so that's what I kind of like about it. So
Definitely. So the Pope and Samoa Joe, their feud is going to go on for a little bit longer. I mean, how much longer will we see this for?
Hopefully not that much longer, because I'd like to see Samoa Joe in the title picture. I would actually love to see Samoa Joe basically take on Immortal, like almost do it in a way where it's like Sting against the NWO. I would love to see that. But I don't know if they have that in the works or not. If they do, you heard it here first. But that's where I would like to see him. So.
Nice. So Hardy defends his title against RVD, which is going to set up, of course, the number one contenders match at next pay-per-view, which will be, RVD versus Ken Anderson?
Well, it's setting up. Basically, Hardy defended the title against RVD, and Anderson was the guest referee. And Anderson and RVD had a, little squabble, if you will, and so it's set up. They're gonna have a match, and I don't know if it's gonna be the number one contenders match. I don't know if they did say that or not, but they're gonna have a match, going forward.
At least to me, it would almost have to be a number one contenders match.
Yeah, it would be. I would actually like to see some more people get thrown in there though, because for the past few months now, it's only been Hardy and then Anderson. Morgan was in there for a little bit, but not long. And RVD was in there too. And it's like, put somebody else in there. Mm-hmm. And that's just what I think. So,
okay. So, let's get in right to the weekly topic about The Rock. The reason why I didn't want to talk about it right then is because I could go on. I was dissecting his promo, like everything. I've watched it probably 30 times now. I'm not exaggerating. I probably watched it 30 times because I was bored at work. So I'm sitting there, and I noticed something about The Rock when he came out. He's bigger. He's probably added 40 pounds.
of muscle. I thought that he was bigger too. I thought that, like you said, of muscle. I didn't think that he looked fatter. I thought that he looked like he had been hitting the gym hardcore.
Well, so here's what I did. I even watched the Too Slow, Too Fat, Stupid, whatever it's called. The new Fast and the Furious movie. So I actually watched the promo. He looks a little bit bigger in there too. Not much, just a little, probably another 10 pounds. I think after that movie, he's like, I want to go back to my roots, because he's had some personal life problems. Him and his wife got divorced, and I know that he's lost some money because of it. I'm almost thinking that he's going back to wrestling because that's where he, I don't know, like, he can do it. He can make a lot of money, you know, in just a couple of years and get that money back, if that makes sense. Like, I just think that's why he's coming back, because he's in the shape now of a wrestler. He's not actor Rock. He is, you know, I'm coming back and kicking butt Rock.
And I think the big thing is that, you know, I was thinking about it too from a business standpoint, and how John Cena, you cannot turn him heel. I mean, at least you couldn't have, even though people were saying, oh, he's going to go heel. He's going to go heel. You couldn't turn him heel because he was the number one face, and he still is the number one face. After John Cena, who's the face? You know, who is going to be the face of that company? No, I can't think of anybody. Undertaker is too fragile. He is a China doll, you know?
So
it can't be him.
See, this is why I look at people like Kofi Kingston and Daniel Bryan, and to a certain extent, Zack Ryder. You can make fun of me later about that. But when you think about those guys are very flexible. They've never really had an injury that, like, took them out, if that makes sense. And mm-hmm. I see, like, especially Daniel Bryan, I can see him going a long time. He's been doing it for, I mean, the indie scene, I mean, he's working lighter now than what he's used to. And he was working, like, I mean, he was doing really, like, he was doing shoot fights. That's why I think the fact that, I know, I just, you have to bring The Rock back. That's
the point I was getting at, was that John Cena is your number one face, all right? And after him, you don't really have anybody. So The Rock coming back now, you have your number one face, you know, C-Nation and everything. Now you have the Brahma Bull back in the picture. You have this guy who, he is the embodiment of the Attitude Era. He is, like, when anybody now, if you're not as old as we are, if you're not in your, like, mid to late 20s, when you think about wrestling, you probably think about The Rock or Stone Cold Steve Austin. Mm-hmm. You know, that's probably who you're going to be thinking about. So that's why it's such a big deal for him to be back. And if I was the WWE, what I would be doing is I'd be throwing so much money at him to keep him around for a year and have him, you know what, don't have him do house shows. And I understand that, you know what, everybody has to do house shows and you can't make exceptions. Don't have him do house shows. Only have him work a few dates a year. Have him work, I don't know, like 30 dates. That's it. And you can have him wrestle John Cena and have big matches. If Batista came back, have him against Batista for a couple pay-per-views. That'd be a pretty big deal. Have him take on The Miz. You know, that'd be another, like, huge marquee matchup. Huge. So I really hope that he is back. I hope that he is back for good. I hope that he really helps elevate the rest of the wrestlers. And I actually hope that he helps out WWE. So, because one of the biggest things here, even though we do criticize WWE, I mean, we're wrestling fans at the end of the day, you know? So
Definitely. And you know, like, you know, I think everyone marked out when they saw The Rock. I mean, and just, you know, you have that. I mean, that's the big thing. You have the fact that The Rock comes back. Everyone marks out. You have, I mean, the ratings went up. I mean, I think they said it was like a 5.24 or 5.27, something like that, when The Rock came back in the overrun. And, you know, when you're doing, like, they added, what, another million viewers once they're like, oh, crap, The Rock's back. And they start calling their buddies like, dude, The Rock's on TV. That's a huge deal.
Well, he was the number one topic on Twitter. He was, you know, just everything was going crazy. WWE.com had huge traffic because they posted, you know, hey, you can chat with him after the show.
And he was also on Entertainment Weekly. He was also on TMZ. They talked. The one wrestling dude talked about it, how he came back. So I was pretty impressed.
One thing I do want to say though is I feel really bad for WWE right now, because after watching that Raw, having, you know, such a couple of really great matches, having The Rock come back, there is nowhere to go now but down. All right, let's just face it. There's nowhere to go now but down. You cannot top that Raw. That is the best draw you are going to have all year long. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. It is.
Well, right? I think if you're to have someone like Goldberg come back, maybe. But that's where I yeah. This is probably the best Raw of the year, and it's the last best Raw, the last good Raw for a long time. Unless they top it. I mean, if they top it again, great. But I don't see it.
Yeah, so. But you know the thing is, I must say, I mean, The Rock brings people in. The Rock transcends wrestling. He is like Hulk Hogan. You know, Hogan transcended wrestling, and The Rock was the next Hulk Hogan because he also transcended wrestling. John Cena is probably the next, you know, Rocker Hogan, probably. But the thing is, though, having The Rock there, it's like when you had Hogan take on The Rock at WrestleMania 18. Mm-hmm. That was huge. If you have The Rock take on John Cena at WrestleMania 27, that will also be huge.
The Bull and versus Barney.
I think that you will have so many buys just for that. I actually think it may top Sting versus Hogan, which was the biggest, the most bought pay-per-view of wrestling.
If they would have had The Rock come back in November, yes.
No.
You had The Rock come back in November, dude? No, you have him come back in November, right? And you tease that he wants to face Cena at WrestleMania. You tease. And then, he leaves for like a couple weeks, and they bring out a special guest host, and it's The Rock. And he says that he wants to face John Cena. The build-up then is huge. Because they're going to have all that time.
I think that's too long, though. I think that is way too long.
Sting went 23 months without wrestling?
Yeah, without wrestling. Not with, like, constantly. I mean, yeah, he did feud with Hogan a little, but I mean, that wasn't the focal point, you know? So.
All right.
Anyway, though.
Anywho. So, I'm just really excited The Rock's back, dude. I'm really excited.
I am too. I'm looking forward to the next Raw. I'm looking forward to watching Raw. I'm looking forward to the Elimination Chamber. I'm actually looking forward to this next, like, 2 months of wrestling. Mm-hmm. The problem is, after WrestleMania, I hate to say it, but it kind of goes downhill.
Backlash. So, first off, I want to, before we close the show, I just want to give our condolences out to Jerry the King. His mother did pass away. Very sad, but, you know, she's in a better place. It's just it's kind of sad. It happened on Sunday. He's going for a world title match against The Miz, which, of course, he's going to lose because that's just how they roll. So it's kind of sad, but just hopefully everything turns out okay. Well, it looks like that's all the time we have for this week's show. If you want to listen to any of our past episodes, please check out section86.com for those and all of our specials about specific wrestling topics. If you're into the Twitter, you can follow the show at OffTheMark86. I am AHughes86. Aaron is AP Hughes. I want to thank Section 86 and A6 Productions for hosting and editing the podcast. And I want to thank my co-hosts for coming on each and every week. And I want to thank the listeners for taking the time to download and listen to the show. And until next time, we'll see you in the ring.